Welcome to Catholic Answers Live, the program where you participate with your questions about apologetics and evangelization, including the most important theological, spiritual, moral, and social issues facing the world today. Call now with your question for today's guest, toll-free 1-888-31-TRUTH. That's 888-318-7884. Now, from San Diego, Catholic Answers Live.
We promised you 2 hours of open forum with Tim Staples, and we're going to give you 2 hours of open forum with Tim Staples. 888-318-7884, the number, 888-31-TRUTH. Any question that you have on the Catholic faith, on Catholic people, on Catholic traditions, we're very, very happy to answer those, whether you're Catholic or not Catholic. You certainly don't have to be Catholic to call. We're happy to take your call. 888-318-7884. Tim Staples is the Director of Apologetics and Evangelization here at Catholic Answers and the author of what is now out in paperback, Behold Your Mother. There, it, Tim's holding it up for the... Yes. A Biblical and Historical Defense of the Marian Doctrines.
Yes, very good.
And how's that feel to get a book? Well, like, it's been out in hardback.
Yes.
And now you get to see it in paperback.
Yeah, we went through 4 printings in hardback, and we're down to our last few copies. In fact, I will be taking them with me, the final copies, to Wichita, Kansas this weekend.
Oh.
And if you are in the Wichita area... You need. In fact, if you're not in the Wichita area, you need to get in the Wichita area because this weekend is the famous Midwest Catholic Family Conference in Wichita. Every year, folks, between 4,000 and 5,000 of my best friends gather together.
That's magnificent.
We have us a time. Si, I've been to 17 out of 18 of the over the last 18 years. That they've been doing this conference, and I have no idea why they keep inviting me back.
Which you missed one.
I did.
What's wrong with you?
I did. I committed treason, and I actually, this is what happened. I kid you not. I had another family conference that came up in Colorado Springs. Bishop Sheridan started one out there, and they got me first. And I agreed to it, and it was on the same weekend of the Wichita.
Oh, that's just dirty.
And so when the Wichita people came, I already took one. And so the next year when I went to Wichita, Barbara, wonderful lady who is Barbara Kelly, who is no longer with us, she was the foundation of that conference. Barbara Kelly was a saint. Pray for her because I can't canonize her. If I could, I would. But Barbara Kelly told me, Tim, we are locking you in. Till Jesus comes. You're here every year. So that's how it is.
All right. Very good. I'm a lineman for the county. You know what that song is? That's a Glenn Campbell song. He didn't write it, buddy. Wichita Lineman.
I'll be.
Yeah, one of the greatest songs ever written.
No way.
I'll sing it for you later.
Yes, please do.
I am a Okay, no, I won't sing it now. Hey, I got.
Really, I like Glenn Campbell.
Yeah, well, you'll love. Wichita Lineman. Yeah, that's the name of it.
All right.
We got big news, Tim.
Big news.
Big news. Once a quarter, we are able to come to our listeners and ask them for their support. We only do it once a quarter. We only do it for a few hours. And then we stop doing it, and we just do what we always do. Well, today we're going to take lots of calls, and we're going to do lots of what we always do, give Catholic Answers to anybody's questions. But we also are going to come to you and ask you if you would support Catholic Answers. And the big news is someone has already given us a $5,000 match for this
hour. Fantastic, Si.
So that's a dollar-for-dollar match, and it's a real match. Like, we don't get the $5,000 if we don't raise the $5,000.
Yes. So, oh, folks, did you hear that? You need to get on the phone lines right now at 888-291-8000. Did I get the correct number there?
You did. I think it's because it's giant numbers right in front of you.
That's right.
888-291-8000. Or you can, if you're online, watching online, listening online, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, and every dollar given this hour, up to $5,000, is matched dollar-for-dollar.
So please jump on the phone right from the get-go here. This is a crucial time for us at Catholic Answers. As I mentioned, we don't do this very often, but it's absolutely crucial for this ministry, for this radio apostolate. So folks, 888-291-8000, get on the phones right now. We need those $25 a month, $50 a month gifts. Help us tremendously. But folks, don't think, oh, well, they, you know, what's my $20 going to do? What's my $10?
Right.
Every dollar counts, my friends. And if Can you imagine, Cy, if the thousands of people that are saying that right now, well, what's my 20? If they all got on the phone lines, we'd be happy campers.
We sure would. It wouldn't take very many to fully fund us. And only once a quarter, only 6 hours every quarter
yes.
that we come on and ask for this. And during those 6 hours, it's really only a few minutes each hour because we go to the phones, we do all that. So you be the first to help support Catholic Answers to help keep this program on the air. We're now doing a TV program as well. We do Catholic Answers Focus. We're streaming online. We're trying to get the good word out. And if you could help us, we'd be very grateful. 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. But as I said, we will answer questions this hour. Tim Staples is not here just to be a lump on a log. So we want to answer a question.
Let's do it.
Mike in Yucaipa, California, listening on 1000 AM. You are on with Tim Staples. What's your question?
Hi, thank you. Could you please educate me as to the Eve of Sundays? If I'm correct that for liturgical purposes, Sunday starts on Saturdays at Vespers.
Correct.
Does it also come with the obligation to start the day of rest from unnecessary work, or is it rather just related to the attending of Mass on the eve of Sundays and holy days?
Yeah, that is a great question. And I am not absolutely certain on this, but I believe that as far as the refraining from work in as much as we can, that is Sunday from midnight to midnight, I believe. The eve, going to Mass on evenings and so forth, that applies only to fulfilling your obligation. I believe that's the way canon law has it. I'll check with Jimmy Akin and make sure I'm right there. Jimmy's our canon law guy.
Jimmy's here in the building today, so you can ask Jimmy when yes. you see him. Anything else that addresses it for you?
That does. I thank you very much for your time.
All right, Mike. God bless you.
Thanks. Have a good time in there in Yucaipa. Let's go to – we'll do another call before we do any more fundraising. We'll go to Justin in Hamilton, Ohio, listening on 89.5 Sacred Heart Radio. Justin, your question for Tim Staples.
Hi. Good afternoon.
Yes.
So my question is in regards Mark chapter 13, where Jesus is talking about the Great Tribulation.
Oh, yes.
And he says, if the Lord had not shortened those days, no one would be saved, but for the sake of the elect whom he chose. Now, I called a couple days ago for on Open Line on EWTN asking about predestination.
Yes.
I think I understand
right.
predestination, the Catholic view of it, that you have to, I guess, accept the graces that God gives you. You can reject or accept.
Correct.
Now, when he's talking about the elect whom he chose,
yeah.
I don't know how that
sure.
I'm having a hard time understanding how
sure.
that
sure Mike
in.
Okay, here's hopefully this can help you in this regard. When you're talking about the elect here, especially in that text in Mark chapter 13, in our Catholic tradition, we use the term elect in different senses. When you're talking about the biblical sense of the elect there in Mark 13, those are the ones who will finally persevere and be saved. Those are the elect whom God alone knows. And by special revelation, of course, we know through canonization. We know Pope St. John Paul the Great, for example, is in heaven. And that's through a charismatic gift given to the Bishop of Rome, that gift of infallibility. Cy Kellett cannot canonize anybody.
I've tried.
He has. It didn't work. And Tim Staples can't, but the Pope can. That's a special gift. But the elect there in Mark 13 refers to those who will finally persevere. Now, liturgically, we have what's called the rite of election for people that are coming into full communion with the Church. We are not making a declaration there, hey, these people are going to finally persevere and be in heaven. We're using that in a different sense, that the Church is recognizing that these people have determined they're going to follow Jesus, and we call them the elect. But that's not the elect in the strict sense that Jesus is talking about. So you can say that the elect, Mike, are those who are predestined to finally persevere and be saved. right? They are predestined, not in the sense of a Calvinist sense that it's predetermined by God and they don't have free will. No, we believe those whom he foreknew. If you go to Romans chapter 8, verse 29, St. Paul makes clear, he says, those whom he foreknew, he did predestinate. See, God knows who is going to finally persevere to the end. They are those who are predestined or are the elect. Now, if you and I, Mike, or anyone who is Catholic, let's say you come into the church, you have a conversion, you experience the grace of justification, as the Council of Trent Session 6 says, not everyone who experiences the grace of justification is going to finally persevere and be saved. You can endure for a while, as Jesus talks about. We just read not long ago in the Gospel, right? The parable of the sower who goes out and sows, and some falls among thorns, some falls on rocky ground. If you notice there, especially in Luke's version there, those who fall on stony ground, it says they sprout up and endure for a while, but then fall away because of the cares of the world and so forth. So those who would endure for a while and then fall away, they were not one of the elect that Jesus is speaking of, and not one of those who were predestined to endure till the end. Why? Because God knew they would freely choose to walk away from him. What we want to avoid, Mike, is the Calvinist or the Jansenist error of saying that the people don't have free will and they cannot resist the grace of God that you mentioned before, Mike. Anyone on this planet up until the end can resist the grace of God. It's simply God knows who will resist and who will not. Does that help at all, Mike?
That does. I do have another question that's kind of off topic.
Okay. Real quick, Mike, okay?
So I just was received in the church this past Easter. And I just wanted to know if you had any, like, tips on how to help encourage my wife to, I guess, she's not, it's, you know, how do I say it? She doesn't go to reconciliation often.
Okay. So you want to help encouraging your wife to fully practice the faith. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's let Tim take a shot at that.
Boy, that's crucial, isn't it? I can tell you when I first came into the church, Mike, my entire family thought I was crazy, right? My mother, father, three brothers, sisters-in-law, everybody thought I'd lost my mind. And what I found to be the most important thing, well, number one, I stated to them boldly, look, I'm becoming Catholic. I've studied this now for years, and I believe it to be true. But then what I did is I tried as best I could to scratch them where it itches. And I find in relationships in general, you don't know where somebody else is itching. They've got to tell you. And so I tried as much as I could not to be the initiator, although sometimes I was. I tried to listen because they were inquisitive. You know, why are you doing this, Tim? And I dealt with each one of them very, very differently. For my brothers, Ted, Terry, they were intellectuals. They had questions about every doctrine, and so we would go at it for hours, right? My mom, she didn't want any of that. It was the miracles that really brought her around. My father, my brother Mike, they didn't want anything to do with talking about the Catholic faith, and so I had to bide my time and be patient. So the most important thing, I think, is to find out where she is itching and scratch it. And you're only going to do that by getting into the conversations, letting her see how excited you are about the faith. And a lot of times it comes not from telling her where she's going wrong, but by telling her what's going right and showing her what's going right in your life. Man, I discovered this, you know, and maybe it's I read an article in Catholic.com about reconciliation, right? The sacrament of confession. And man, did this answer questions for me. See, be sneaky, Mike. You know, rather than, you know, just being didactic all the time. Because you know what, Si, I have found that really can be a big mistake. If you're always the one pointing the finger and saying you're wrong and this is why, that can be the worst thing in the world. But yet you could say the same stuff, right? man, I discovered reconciliation in John 20, verses 21 through 23. Check this out. This is amazing. And the person's open to it. But if you say to them, you're wrong, and this is why, there's a wall that goes up. So anyway, just a couple of tips that I experienced. And by the way, by God's grace, not because of my brilliance, that's for sure. I screwed up in every way you could. My entire family is Catholic today. My mother, my father, who just died a year and a half ago, my three brothers, sisters-in-law, they're all Catholic by the grace of God. So it can be done.
It can indeed. One of them, a priest, I believe.
Yes, who said Mass here not long ago.
Right.
Father Terry Staples.
Brought his whole beard with him.
Yes, he did. Who is at St. Isidore the Farmer in Orange, Virginia. Go visit my brother. He is a saint.
Thanks very much, Justin, for that call. Just a reminder to the listeners, we have $5,000 that was given to us as a matching gift. That means that we get the whole $5,000 if we can raise $5,000 this hour. We don't come to you very often with this, once a quarter for just a few hours, 6 hours to be precise, and we don't take up the whole hour. We just take up a few minutes each hour to ask you to please support us. The number, 888-291-8000. The website, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Go to either of those places to make your donation this hour, and you will help us to receive that full $5,000 match.
And I have to say this, Cy, so you can't stop me. I have to say that every drive, Cy, it is so difficult to get the first people on the phones.
I know. That is the hard.
Every drive. And you scare the daylights out of us because we're going, why is nobody calling? And we're falling behind here. Folks, we really need you to get on the phone now at 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Because, folks, we can't fall behind on this. We have a $5,000 match. We have to get that $5,000 or we lose that $5,000. So it's the difference of having $10,000 and nothing. You know? Okay. And right now, the phones are really silent, folks. And understand that we need, you know, Cy, I say this every drive. It's so important that folks understand. Every drive, we start in a hole. Because over the last quarter, we have lost donors for various reasons. People die. They move away. They don't have Catholic radio anymore. They go away. And we lose. So right now, if there's urgency in my voice, it's because there's urgency in my heart. We need you to get on the phones. We've got to make up for what we've lost. Then we can start moving forward. And we've got a lot of ground to cover because, folks, we're growing at Catholic Answers. And one thing we've discovered over the years, Cy, is stuff doesn't get cheaper. Radio equipment doesn't get cheaper. Nothing seems to get cheaper. And so we need you to give even more. Maybe there's some folks out there you've already given. You're a donor, $25 a month or $50. How about doubling it? You know, maybe it's increasing a gift you've already given. But, folks, we really need to hear from you now at 888-291-8000 because we're not off to a good start. So let's get on the phones.
888-291-8000 is the number to support us. And, Tim, you know, you said things don't get cheaper. But the thing is, summer is the hardest time to come to people. I mean, lots of people are on vacation or, you know, schedules are different, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I can't find the checkbook, whatever. But so if you could step up, it would make a huge difference to us. This hour, we have a full $5,000 dollar for dollar match, any amount. But I do want to share, because we haven't shared this, Tim, that we have some gifts that we would like to send you if you can indeed support us.
Fantastic.
If you are able to make a pledge of $18 a month, and those monthly pledges are wonderful to get because that's steady. We know that that's coming. It's steady income we can rely on. And or if you want to do it as a one-time gift of $200, you can receive this wonderful book by Paul Badd, Benedict Up Close, The Inside Story of 8 Dramatic Years, a wonderful book. And you also get That Nothing May Be Lost, Reflections on Catholic Doctrine and Devotion by Father Paul Scalia, who's frequently a guest here on Catholic Answers and a wonderful guy. So if you're someone who can make a donation in that, a pledge, for example, of $18 a month, or if you could make a one-time gift of $200, we'd be very, very happy to send you either of these gifts, That Nothing May Be Lost, Paul Scalia's book, or Benedict Up Close.
Did you know I was in the seminary with him?
No.
Yes, I was. We were classmates at, was that Mount St. Mary's or or St. Charles. Sometimes my years in the seminary kind of run together. Right. But he's a tremendous writer and a very holy priest.
This one I'm really looking forward to. I've read, actually, Paul Scalia's book. I have not read the Benedict book. And Father Scalia's book is wonderful. He's just a wonderful priest. But Benedict Up Close, the inside story of eight dramatic years. They were indeed eight dramatic years. Something happened at the end of them that hasn't happened since when? I don't know. A long time. A million years since the Pope resigned? A million or 2 million, something like that.
Yeah, since
I'm not good
about
at math.
500 years.
500 years?
Roughly.
You were doing math in your head while I was saying that? You're sure thinking that? That's really cool. So we'd love to send you Benedict Up Close. We'd love to send you That Nothing May Be Lost and a pledge of $18 a month or a gift of $200, a one-time gift of $200, and we'd be happy to send that to you. Let me give you the number again. Please consider supporting us. We have a $5,000 match this hour that we'd like to make. 888-291-8000 is the number. 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Shall we take another call, Tim?
Yes, and by the way, that would have been one of the Pope Gregory's that ended the Great Western Schism. That would be about 600 years ago, because if you remember, there were two popes, and then at one point there was actually three popes, not really, because there's only one valid pope.
Yeah.
But after this was settled by the council of, would that have been Constance, as I recall, in the early 1500s, it was Pope Gregory who, of course, was determined to be the true pope. He always was. But he humbly resigned so that there would be no confusion. The other two, of course, were rejected, and a new pope was elected so all would know. So it was a tremendous act of humility, as it was
for Benedict XVI.
For Pope Benedict.
Right. That is very right. Derek in Citrus Heights, Sacramento, listening on watching Catholic Answers on YouTube. Hi, Derek. Thanks for watching. Your question for Tim Staples.
Hi, Tim.
Yes.
Just real quick, I want to say I converted from Protestantism back in 2012, and you and Catholic Answers were instrumental in that. So I just want to say thank you for what you do.
Fantastic. So
having come from a Protestant background, I still get a little nervous with regards to Mariology.
Yes.
And so I decided to start doing some reading, and I bought your book, Behold Your Mother.
Yes.
And it's a really good book. I'm about halfway through it. And in chapter 8, when you're talking about the perpetual virginity of Mary, you quote Lumen Gentium 65.
Yes.
And it's kind of a small quote, if you don't mind me reading it
Sure.
real quick. It says, Mary, in a way, unites in her person and re-echoes the most important doctrines of the faith.
Yes.
And when she is a subject of preaching and worship, she prompts the faithful to come to her son, to his sacrifice, and to the love of the Father.
Yes.
So I get that she directs us to her son, but I was hoping you could kind of provide some clarification as to what says when she is the subject of preaching and worship.
Yes. Yeah, you know, it's in you've got an older edition of my book, because I actually changed that. If you had a newer edition, I happen to be holding one in my hand. I changed that quote, because what it was is I quoted there the Flannery edition or translation of the documents of Vatican II that translates that as when she is the object of worship. But actually, let's put it this way. It's not a good translation for our modern English. Back in the 1965, when that was, when the Vatican Council was called and such, it was still quite common to use the term worship in the classical sense. Right. I mean, you even today in England will have folks refer to a judge as your worship. Right. You have old love poems between a husband and wife where they would say, I worship you. I worship, you know, but it didn't mean worship in the sense of what we say is the adoration that's due God alone. So the Tanner edition of the Vatican Council documents, I quote now in the newest edition of my book, which I'm holding, and it says this, for Mary, who has entered deeply into the history of salvation in a certain way, unites within herself the greatest truths of the faith and echoes them, and when she is preached about and honored, she calls believers to her son, to his sacrifice, and to the love of the Father. That's the meaning of the Latin text. It's honor. But worship used to be used as a synonym for honor, and adoration was used for the glory that we give God alone. In modern parlance, we don't do that anymore. That's why I changed it in the new edition.
Thanks, Derek. Thanks to everybody. We got more calls coming up on Open Forum right after this on Catholic Answers Live.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we don't have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the Internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you for those who have called. We need some more callers, though. It's pretty hard, usually, the first hour. We haven't been coming to you, letting you know that this is our opportunity to come to you for the summer and ask you to, finance us, basically. Make sure we can pay the bills for the rest of the summer. We come to you only once a quarter. We come to you only a few hours each quarter. And we have a generous donor who has given us $5,000 this hour as a match. That means everyone who calls this hour, your donation will trigger an equal-sized donation from this donor up to $5,000. If we don't make the $5,000, then we get whatever we have matched. If we match $3,000, we get $3,000. So we'd like to use up that whole $5,000, as you might imagine. Amen. It would be very, very helpful in us paying our bills around here. We know that you do have many things that you support, and there are many, many good things to support. What we are is a program designed to share the faith, defend the faith, explain the faith, so that the world can receive the faith more fully. And I don't think there's anything more important than the world, everyone receiving the faith more fully. That's what we're about. And your support of that is deeply, deeply appreciated. 888-291-8000 is the number. 888-291-8000. Would you dial right now and give us your support? 888-291-8000. Tim, you were saying in the book you corrected that worship thing, but now you're saying you've changed your mind, Tim Stables.
Yes, I just discovered. Actually, for the Mike, our last caller, I do want to make a correction that we need to make another in our next edition or the next printing of the book, because we changed it in the introduction. I actually quote Lumen Gentium 65 twice, once in the introduction and once in Chapter 8. And I just noticed that in the introduction we changed it, but in the in Chapter 8 we still have the Flannery translation. So going to have to change that in the next printing.
Okay,
but
we change one error at a time until the book is perfect.
That's right, but it's really not an error. It's just a matter of a better or more nuanced translation for the modern English speaker, because we have a particular way, and even in our theology in the Catholic Church, we have kind of developed in the English-speaking world the distinction between adoration, which is the term that we use in English, for the Greek word latria, or latreia in Greek, which is latria in Latin. That is the adoration that's due God alone. Now, we use worship for that as well in English, but the key is it's latria. Dulia is the term we use for the honor that's given to the saints, dulia in Greek or dulia in Latin. So, you know, in the Latin and the Greek, it's clear, but in English, folks have to understand the English language is a mess. It's changing, it's morphing. All languages do, but English in particular, because we're such an amalgam of so many different languages, our language is notorious for its confusion and imprecision when it comes to theology. But folks, listen, if you like what you're hearing right now, I can't tell you what a blessing it is to be able to talk with folks about these little nuances like this in my book and in Catholic theology to help folks who are struggling. Just this past Sunday, Cy, I had a lady tap me on the shoulder. I was praying with my kids after Mass, and she said, "Tim, I just wanted to thank you. I came to one of your talks a couple of years ago. I listened to the radio show," and she said, "Thank you so much. It has so changed my life." Folks, we get to hear that on a daily basis here at Catholic Answers, but I think sometimes we're not all that good at communicating to you just how many lives have been changed. I would venture to say that if you could read the testimonies that we get on a daily basis, you'd be dialing 888-291-8000 right now to give money to keep us on the air. Because, folks, lives are being transformed to in the numbers that I could have only dreamt of when I started years ago almost 30 years ago now. And when I started in Catholic radio in 1994 with three radio stations in the whole United States, and we were pinching pennies trying to make it, to see what's happening now is absolutely phenomenal. The lives are being changed, folks, but don't take us for granted. We have seen radio stations and et cetera come and go because folks did not support it. Folks, we just won't be here if you don't support us. It's that simple. So folks, please, we need your help. We have this $5,000 match. We need to make it at 888-291-8000. You need to call now, folks. We need your help. We help you guys. We do the best we can to help you guys every day. Once a quarter, we're asking you for help. And I know there's some folks listening right now. You know you should call. You've known it for the last three times we've been saying it, and you know it. Now's the time. You really got to do it. 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We need to hear from you now. Not tomorrow, not next time. Now,
are you one of those people who could make a pledge, just a monthly pledge of $18 a month? $18 a month. That means so much to us. Those monthly pledges, when they pile up, have an extraordinary power to help us get things done, like streaming this show live every day, or making the TV show, or just reaching. I don't know that there's a medium we're not on. We're trying our best to share the good news. We need the financing to be able to do it, and we do trust that you will support us. We'd love to send you this book, Benedict Up Close, The Inside Story of Eight Dramatic Years, and Paul Scalia's book, That Nothing May Be Lost, Reflections on Catholic Doctrine and Devotion. Those are yours if you can support us for $18 a month. 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000. And enough fundraising for a minute. Go ahead and dial that phone, and we'll take this call from Aaron in Portland, Oregon, listening on the live app. Aaron, your question for Tim Staples.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Can you hear me okay?
Not too. Right into the phone, Aaron. You seem to be a little distant from it.
Okay. Is that better?
Let's go with it.
Let's go with it.
Okay. Yeah, that's better.
Okay. Sorry. I'm driving, so it might. I'm new to studying the Catholic faith. I grew up Protestant and started dating a Catholic, and I thought I was going to convert her, but it seems to be going the other way. So I had a quick question, though. I'm still struggling with Mary. I was hoping that you could clear up for me how you and why you believe that Mary was sinless for her entire life. And then also, what's the process for deciding who becomes a saint after their decease?
Right. Okay. Well, first of all, I would encourage you to get a hold of my book, Behold Your Mother. that Cy mentioned earlier, A Biblical and Historical Defense of the Marian Doctrines. I go into great detail on this. I give you 8 biblical reasons why Mary is free from all sin, or she's revealed to be free from all sin. And the first thing you want to note, though, is that this is not a matter of natural necessity. In other words, God didn't have to save us this way. In fact, God could have saved us in any number of ways because he's almighty. I mean, if God could have chosen to come into this world through a sinful woman, he could certainly do that. But of course, he would have had to have given us an entirely different revelation than he has, because, and this gets to the next point, it was certainly fitting that God did it the way he did it. We say in Catholic theology that the final cause for all the blessings in Mary's life, including her sinlessness, her assumption and such, is the fact that she was called to be the mother of God. Because God chose her to be the only person in history who will ever give birth to God, she becomes the Ark of the Covenant. And if you get my book, I go into great detail on this. She is the fulfillment of so many types in the Old Testament. The Ark of the Covenant, where God dwelled in the Old Testament, she is its fulfillment in the new. She is the beginning of the new creation. She is the new temple of God. She is the daughter of Zion. I go down a litany of these examples where it's revealed in the Old Testament that God was preparing a special place for himself to dwell, just as he did in the Old Testament in type. He did in reality, in actuality, in Mary. Hence, she is the sinless vessel prepared by God, like the Ark of the Covenant. You know, God gave Moses instruction in Exodus 25. This is how it's going to be built, of the purest gold, of acacia wood, overlain with the purest gold and such. Why? Because this is going to be the place where God would dwell only in type, right? It had the miraculous manna from heaven, the 10 words or the 10 commandments, the 10 dabar in Hebrew, and Aaron's rod that budded miraculously. These are all types of Christ, right? Aaron's rod, high priesthood, Jesus our high priest. The manna is fulfilled in Christ and the Eucharist. And the 10 words, 10 dabar, 10 commandments, Jesus is the word made flesh. So it's for these and many other reasons that I lay out in the book that God chose specially Mary and prepared her, like he commanded Moses to prepare the ark with precious metals and so forth, to prepare for the coming of the Lord in type. She was prepared by God to be that instrument that would bring God into the world. Hence, it is fitting that she is free from all sin. And of course, it's necessitated by the revelation that we have in sacred scripture. Now, as far as the canonization goes, there is a process that goes through several stages that the church, and of course it's the Pope who has the authority to determine this, because ultimately, as I mentioned earlier on the broadcast, the canonization of a saint is an infallible act of the Pope. This is a charismatic gift given to the Bishop of Rome. He has a gift from God whereby he can declare, thus saith God, when it comes to confusion about doctrine, for example. What do we believe? Or if there's confusion about direction as to which way we go in the church on moral issues or even liturgical issues, God has given him a special gift, right? And he declares, this is the way we go. Guess what? It's God who is saying, this is the way we go. Now, the process, I won't get into it. It's kind of a lengthy process. Several miracles occur. But basically, understand that this is a process that was given to us by the popes over the centuries, but the pope can always bypass that process, right, Cy? Because he's the pope. And there are times he does. Yes, there's normally a miracle for beatification, a miracle then for canonization to determine it, but the pope can bypass it. Ultimately, what we have to understand is the pope has the keys of the kingdom. Whatever he binds on earth is bound in heaven. So when he declares, Pope St. John Paul the Great is in heaven, guess what? He's in heaven. Why? Because he has the keys of the kingdom.
Aaron, thank you very, very much for that call. Thank you for everybody who's been calling, and you can get on the line. Although we have very full lines, they do fill up for open forum. That number, 888-318-7884. For those of you,
We need to fill up the other phones.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. For those of you who are calling to make your donation to help us to reach that $5,000 goal this hour, and I'm going to jump the gun a little bit. I think we have another $5,000 gift next hour that is coming. Yes.
Oh my goodness.
And so I think it's a big day for us.
Wow.
And it is summer. This is the hardest time of the year to raise funds, but our bills didn't go down. As Tim said, we have hundreds of towers that broadcast this program. The average tower, and you might think, well, that must be millions and millions of people supporting. The average tower, about 12 people.
Yes.
Support. So if we're on, I really don't know the exact number, but let's say it's 300. I know it's way more than that, but let's say it's 300 towers. What's 12 times 300? That's like 3,600. Yeah. I just did that.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Sigh.
That's like 3,600 people supporting us. That's not enough.
It's not.
Because as Tim said, people die. People move away. We lose contact with them. We need to get that number up a bit higher.
And you know what else, Si? Not only does the stuff go up in price, but we have to pay people. Did you know that, Si? We actually have to.
Oh, I've heard this rumor.
I forgot. No, like Si doesn't get
I'd
paid.
I'd like to see evidence.
No, we do. And we do have a large overhead here. And you folks have been so generous in the past. We really do appreciate it. But we've got to take this up a notch. As Si mentioned, we're moving into television. We're expanding our radio. We want to do more shows. We can't because of the finances.
Oh, right.
But there are more shows we've talked about doing.
Right.
Jimmy Akin doing one. Me doing one. And we just can't do it. We're constrained by the budget. So, folks, really, for these and so many more reasons we could talk about and we will talk about, we need you to call now at 888-291-8000. If you've never given before, you've been listening and you've been blessed, be a blessing. Pick up that phone now, 888-291-8000. Call that gift. And it doesn't matter. You might be the one that can give the $5,000 right now to where we could blow the trumpet and say, we've made the match for the first hour. And Si tells me now we do have another match, but that's going to be separate.
For second hour.
For the second hour. So you can't give for
that.
We've
got to use this up now.
Yeah, we've got
to. So we can start that.
All right. See, I'm slow, but I think I got it.
Yep.
So we got to get the 5,000 match now or we lose that.
Right, right.
But then we'll have another. Is that from like it's a separate.
They don't tell me who the donor is. They tell me that it's
all right.
You get 5,000 bucks, and if you don't make it, you don't get it.
All right. Folks. All right, now, I'm going to beg and plead. Should I get on a knee? All right. I need you to call at 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We really do need to hear from you now. Folks, there are so many people right now, millions of them, who are wandering around the streets of the United States not knowing who they are, who God is,
right.
Have no clue. Many of them with suits and ties, PhDs after their names, and they're lost.
Yep.
And folks, we have the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We alone, as Catholic Christians, have the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ that is able to set them free and change the world. Folks, this is what we proclaim here at Catholic Answers. You know this to be true. This is what we do. We are uncompromising Catholics who present the fullness of the gospel. I say that's priceless.
I believe it is indeed a pearl of great price, I would say.
You can't,
the gospel.
You can't quantify it. But
no.
Folks, we need your help now at 888-291-8000. Please, I don't want to see Kathy Stone, our director,
Of operations, internal operations.
Is that what she is? Yes,
I think she's director even higher than that now. But.
That's right. That's right. She's a wonderful lady, but I don't want to see her turning that corner and going, "There's nobody on the line."
No, and she does it. It's upsetting when she does it.
It really is, folks. We really do need to hear from you, and I hope if we make the match, we'll be able to know it. I hope,
right.
But we're not there yet, folks. We haven't met the match.
I think she'll tell us. I think she'll probably sometime in the next hour we'll know if we were able to make
it this hour. All right, that's 888-291-8000, folks. any gift, large or small, we need to hear from you now. 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Hey, I want to thank Ed in Central Kansas who just wrote us a little note on Facebook.
Oh, cool.
And he said, I love you guys.
Fantastic.
That's you and me. Oh, it might be more than that. I'm also a monthly donor, but I just gave you another $25 to help your challenge. God bless you all. That's what we need right now because it is the middle of the summer. There's a little bit of doldrums in giving this time of the year. If you're able, we would be so grateful for your help because it's not a kind of thing where we're putting money in the bank. These are money to pay the bills to continue to do what we do. 888-291-8000 is the number. We have a $5,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. We have about 13 minutes left in this hour. If we make our goals each hour over the course of this just 3 days that we'll be asking you for your help, then we'll be fine. Not to worry. If we don't, however, then we face some problems, and we don't want to face those problems. We'd like to be able to, as Tim said, be able to continue to do what we do, and we would like to be able to grow, to be very honest with you and frank with you, we'd like to be able to grow the apostolate. We have the message. We know the power of the message. We would like to get it into more places and expressed in more ways so that Amen. It reaches young people, that it reaches old people. I mean, we have lots of – one of the things that people tell me, Tim, all the time is what's your primary concern? You go to talk, and they'll say, well, my kids don't practice the faith.
Yes.
But how many times do we have people in their teens or 20s calling up – in 30s, yeah. calling up with very serious questions. They yeah. need their questions answered.
Absolutely.
They can't come back to the faith if these questions persist and no one is there to answer them.
You know what? Jimmy Akin and I were talking in my office this morning about how one of the painful things about being an apologist is we get so many questions that sometimes a few will fall through the cracks. I determined, me, Tim Staples, that will not happen again. I answer every email that comes into my email box, at least I try. But there are sometimes, as Peggy Fry knows, Peggy, can you help me? I'm overwhelmed here. And I send her some. But we try to answer every single question. And even the snail mail letters that come in, we still try to. We're overwhelmed. We need more apologists, to be honest right. with you, to right. be able to answer the question. But I can tell you, as Jimmy Akin said earlier, one of the most painful things as an apologist is if a question falls through the cracks.
Yeah.
This is the heart of Catholic Answers. You know, that's the heart of Jimmy Akin. It's the heart of Tim Staples, I can tell you. We want to answer every question. We see the lives that are changed. But folks, guess what? We're not on the air. We're not able to do what we do unless you call and give. The number, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Folks, you empower us to be able to do what we love to do, and that's bring people Catholic Answers. One more time, 888-291-8000.
We're going to go right back to the phones. Tim, before I go to the phones, I just want to share this. Ed, remember we just mentioned Ed? He says, I wanted to help a little bit more. I'm going to donate another $75 because the show is
Fantastic.
Important. Thank you, Ed,
Fantastic.
And thank you for everybody dialing that number right now, 888-291-8000. We go now to George in Los Angeles, California, listening on Immaculate Heart Radio. George, your question for Tim.
Hello?
Hi, George.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, guys. Love your show. Hey, so yeah, I was wondering about Candida Moss. I guess she's an author.
Yes.
She came up with a book that's about Christians over-exaggerating the persecution of Christians. I just want to know if you guys heard of it, and is it true?
Yes. Yeah, well, I have heard of Candida Moss, but I think what you want to do, George, is whenever somebody like that makes the claim, the onus of proof is really on them. What we have is a mammoth amount of evidence of the persecutions in the early church. And they come from not only Christian sources, but also from Roman historians. I mean, we can read Suetonius, we can read Tacitus, that write about the persecutions of Christians as well. You know, I could go down a litany of examples. And so the weight of evidence really is enormous. So, you know, whenever you see somebody like Candida Moss saying, well, they exaggerate, I would say, okay, how and what are your sources, number one, to say that we exaggerate. Now, is it possible that some Christian authors exaggerate? Sure. There's a book called Fox's Book of Martyrs, for example, that it's basically an anti-Catholic polemic by a Protestant fellow. Does he exaggerate? Absolutely. And so there may be some of that, and I would agree with Candida Moss on sources like that. But what you have to do, George, is filter through and say, okay, well, where are the exaggerations coming from, and what are your sources for the truth of the matter? And we have a tremendous amount of evidence. I recommend scholars like Johann Quasten, for example, his Patrology. Dr. Warren Carroll, one of the great historians of the 20th century. He's no longer with us, but his Christendom series is phenomenal. Documents, we're talking about documented facts about the persecutions that are really unassailable. So that's what you want to do. Go to good sources, Johann Quasten, go to Dr. Warren Carroll, cite your sources, and then challenge Mrs. Moss or whomever. Okay, what are your sources? Now, it may well be that they're going after bogus sources like Fox's Book of Martyrs. And then you and I can say amen.
Right.
Those are exaggerated. But the fact is, we have an overwhelming amount of evidence that these persecutions really did occur.
George, how does that help you?
It helps me a lot. Thank you.
All right,
George. Good luck. I hope you guys raise your 5,000.
All right,
thank
brother.
You, George. We appreciate that. Well, thanks since you gave me that little intro there, George. 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000 is the number to call and donate. We've got 7.25 minutes left in this hour. We'd like to use up every dollar of that dollar-for-dollar match. One thing I think people may not know about the early persecutions, I want to just confirm this with you, is it wasn't just 300 years of constant
yes.
persecution. There were periods like Diocletian's
Oof, that was brutal.
Yeah, right. One of the most brutal times in the history of the church, I would think.
Nero, Diocletian, Decius.
And then there would be periods, and then it also went by region like it does in China today.
Exactly.
Like you wouldn't say necessarily, well, every Christian in China is persecuted, but there are parts of China where it's brutal to be a Christian.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, you have even early on, St. Justin Martyr writes, because he was an attorney who converted to the Catholic faith, he had lots of pagan connections. He actually wrote an apology to the emperor Antoninus trying to convert him. So he had access to the emperor, and obviously, he did later get martyred. But hey, so there were times when we were able to dialogue, even get access to the emperor, write, and so forth. And St. Justin Martyr would be martyred later on. But the point is, it's never that way, isn't it? That it's just all persecution all the time. So perhaps it may be, Cy, that's what some people expect to find, or they may think that's the claim Christians are making. And, well, I can show you in the early 200s here, there was no persecution going on. And once again, we say amen.
Right. Yeah.
But that doesn't take away from the fact that there were huge persecutions that happened here, 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 and here.
Right. Very right. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. If you could help us use up that $5,000 this hour, we would be so grateful. We come to you just 4 times a year. This is one of those times. It's the summer. It's the hardest time of the year to raise funds. If you are maybe feeling listless and relaxed with your lemonade on the back porch listening, maybe walk a few steps, get up and dial that phone, because lots of people are relaxing and chilling out in the summer, and that's great. It's just that's those are folks who won't be picking up the phone today. 888-291-8000. In a few minutes, we will know if we have made our match for this hour.
The hour didn't go by that fast.
It did indeed.
You are kidding me. We just started, folks. 888-291-8000. Please get, we've got time to make that pledge. I mean, to make that $5,000. So 888-291-8000 right now. Or CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
And next hour, we'll do some fundraising. We're going to ask you to support us next hour, but it's not all going to be fundraising. We've got, as a matter of fact, every line is full right now. It is open forum. today, both hours with Tim Staples, our Director of Apologetics and Evangelization here at Catholic Answers. So we promise lots of questions, lots of answers coming up in the next hour. If you are on the line, stay on the line.
Is that Dan, Maisie, Taylor, Matthew, Joel? Hang in there. We're going to get to you.
Not Joel. I think.
Oh,
no,
not Joel?
No, I'm just kidding. We'll be right back after this with Catholic Answers Live.